Stop the violence, increase the peace. Stop the violence, increase the peace.
The chant at City Hall by members of the City Council's Black, Latino, and Asian caucus. They joined together to denounce the recent epidemic of violence in New York City. In the 47th precinct in the Bronx, more shootings in the past week than in all of last year. Shootings in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Staten Island, in communities of color. Senseless deaths, such as a man shot over a parking space in Jamaica, Queens.
It's a time for us to band together. In all the districts across the city, and really take a hard look at violence.
Brooklyn Council member Robert Cornegie says the federal government, the state, and the city combined need to look at violence as a public health issue.
Until we do that, we'll just be out here regularly putting out fires.
Bronx Council member Andy King was once told, if you want to get rid of a people, you go after their young.
And I think that's what's happening here in our city. Where communities of color, when we talk about crime is going down, but in our neighborhoods, we see it each and every day. When NYCHA residents come to our office asking us for security cameras, asking us for other things that will allow them to live in a safe environment.
The members of the City Council's Black, Latino, and Asian caucus agree that interagency intervention is what's needed, that there needs to be a fundamental rethinking of gun violence. Brooklyn Council member Jemani Williams says that's the approach the caucus is hoping for on the mayor's side and the city council side.
The NYPD risks their lives every single day to keep us safe. They cannot be the only agency that set aside resources for these areas to deal with gun violence.
Williams says the last administration didn't value interagency cooperation, but it's being valued now. New legislation on violence as a public health issue is planned. For the City Council, Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.